Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Robbie, I need that special Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater. When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Yeah, do it, man.
He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam. There goes the Spider-Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Yeah. Sure, boy.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 bigger. Big, bang, big. Bang, 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 bang.
Dude King.
All right, here we go. The great, and really I mean that in this case, Stan Lee is on the phone. Give us about 10 minutes of his time.
Very good.
Stan Lee's the guy that invented the Spider-Man, Fantastic Four.
Yeah. He created all of them, right?
Yep. He got his a new TV show, the second year of Who Wants to Be a Superhero, premieres season 2, premieres July 26th on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's welcome back to the show, Stan Lee. Hi, Stan.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Hey, nice to have you back on. Congratulations on the second year of your show. What did you think of the Fantastic Four movie? The second one.
You're not going to believe this. I didn't see it yet.
Wow.
How could that be?
I am so busy, and I'm waiting for the DVD, and I'll watch it at home.
So it's not really imperative, then, that you get out there and see those. I would think they would, like, send you an advance copy out of just a, you know.
No, well, what they do that makes me very happy is I got a cameo in that movie, and it's a very funny one, I think.
You got cameos in almost all. You know, I find it hard to believe you haven't seen that. You haven't seen the Fantastic Four.
I know. I feel silly saying it, but I just haven't had the time.
Stan, if there is a complaint that I've heard from people about the Fantastic Four movies, it's that they are too comic book-like. And maybe that's why I like the Fantastic Four movies. They're not quite as realistic as Spider-Man. Do you like them as much as you did the Spider-Man? And oh my God, when is Iron Man coming out?
Oh, Iron Man will be out next year, and I also have a great cameo in that one. And I got to tell you, I haven't seen the movie, of course, it's not out, but I did see a little of Robert Downey Jr. playing the role, and I think he is just great.
He is truly a great
actor. I think the public
is
going to love him as Iron Man.
Do you still create cartoon characters, comic book characters? Do you still, you know, actively someday, you know, you'll wake up in the morning, maybe you have an idea and you jot something down, or are you done with that now?
I'm not doing comics anymore on a steady basis. I formed a new little company called POW Entertainment, P-O-W exclamation point. And we're doing movies, television shows, things like that.
So actually waking up one morning and coming up with a new character probably wouldn't be happening.
I think he's invented enough, Mike.
I was just wondering if he was still going to do it.
Every so often I think of an idea, but if I do, I just jot it down and I figure I'll use it at POW sometime.
We've had you on our show plenty of times, and we've talked about especially my love of comic books and and Spider-Man. And when John told me that your show was coming back on, I went and I found, from when I was a kid, I found my no prize that I received from Marvel Comics.
What is a no prize?
What happened was years ago, we made so many, me mostly in the stories I wrote, because I have a lousy memory. I made so many mistakes. I couldn't remember a hero's name. I remember once there was Bruce Banner, and I called him Bill Branner. I write fast, and I don't have time to check.
So listen,
and the readers would write in and say, don't you remember the names of your own characters?
Now, the deal is that when I read Marvel Comics, and this is when I got my no prize, it was 1966.
The deal
was if you found an error,
that's right.
You wrote a letter and they said you will get in the mail a no prize.
That's exactly right. And we were too cheap to send prizes.
Here's the envelope.
I figured the best thing is a no prize. So I would send an empty envelope, and on the front of the envelope it would say something.
I've got it right here, Stan. I've got it in front of me.
Oh, you can read it.
I've got it. Marvel Comics Group, Madison Avenue, New York, New York. My address when I was a boy. Congratulations. This envelope contains a genuine Marvel Comics no prize, which you have just won. Handle with care. You open the envelope, and there is nothing inside.
That's a no prize.
That
and
is great.
Have treasured. In fact, apparently you've kept yours all these years.
Stan, I also brought in my official membership card for the Mary Marvel Marching Society.
Son of a gun.
For my $1, I got my membership pin, my recording of the MMMS song, my stickers, my nutty notepad, my mind-snapping Marvel pencil, my majestic certificate, and my own magnificent membership card. And, Mike, as you can see, there is my 8-year-old.
Believe it or not, I wrote all that copy. And you know something? You know how the collector's craze is going on. If you were to sell that card now, you could probably get $1.50 for it.
You know, I think I asked you this when we had you on the show before, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. Do you save a lot of the original drafts of things?
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked me that.
Oh, okay, why not?
I was, you know, most people say my parents made me throw out my collection, or my mother made me. Nobody made me throw out stuff. I was too stupid to save it.
So you're not a pack rat. You're not a pack rat at all.
I never saved anything.
Oh, my gosh. Stan, if you were a pack rat like me, do you know that I treasure these Marvel things so much that I didn't bring the originals in? What I did was I made a photostat copy. I made a Xerox copy today of my no prize.
It's right there.
You just used a word that hasn't been in use for years, a photostat. Before there were Xeroxes, we used in the office have this big machine. It went from the floor to the roof and was about 4 feet square all around. And that would print copies of things. And we needed a special operator who could work it, a photostat operator. Uh-huh. Now you just Xerox things. Oh, man, life has gotten easier.
So how cool was it when I was a kid to finally see this thing, this no prize? And then I remember my joy / sorrow, then laughing and getting the joke when I was a little kid. Because it's like, hey, the envelope showed up, and it's cool because it's got the Marvel handwriting on it.
And then, hey, there's nothing in there.
And then you finally figured it out.
You
it's,
know,
it's
I
a no prize.
A few of those envelopes left, and I still send them to people occasionally. Some of whom don't even know what the hell it's all
John,
about.
John, I would love an updated one to hang next to the original one.
They're not updated. It's the same envelope.
Maybe I can get you to sign one.
He wants to collect more.
I want more.
Well, you got to find him. See, unfortunately, I'm so perfect, you'll never find another mistake, so you won't earn one.
Well, technology has helped with that, hasn't it, Stan?
Stan, you don't.
No, I wish I were as perfect as I say. Even now, I make mistakes all over.
I got to be real careful with my
mistakes.
I've got to be careful with my heroes. You don't approve of dog fighting, do you, Stan?
Oh, it's the worst thing in the world.
I see. I knew it. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Stan.
Right.
Yeah. We have a number of dogs. I love them. They're such wonderful creatures. And no, I think that's terrible. Yeah.
Thank you, Stan. Hey, listen. The second year of Who Wants to Be a Superhero on the Sci-Fi Channel. I TiVo'd this thing last year, and I watched it. Where we'd have a bunch of guys coming in like with mops and with buckets on their heads and they'd pretend to be superheroes. What's up in the second year of your show?
Well, we don't really have a mop or a bucket on anyone's head. We do have a gal who's called, let's see, what is she called? She is called Hygiena, and her idea is she's into hygiene, and she cleans things very well.
I'm all about Hygiena. I love Hygiena.
We have a lot of really interesting characters, and they're all vying for immortality, as we call it. That's the prize.
Now, can Hygiena actually, like, shoot out cleaning fluid through her fingers or anything like that?
Oh, you must have seen that.
I didn't. That's the thing. I'm good at this.
But, you know, the thing I hate most about the show is at the end of every one, I have to eliminate somebody. And you get to love these people so, and they take it so to heart. When we do our third season next year, I'm going to get someone else to do the eliminating.
You don't like it.
It's too terrible to have to do that.
Yeah.
But it's a funny show, and the people are great, and they're colorful, and we try to pack it with a lot of surprises, and I enjoy doing it because I'm a ham, and it gives me a chance to be in a lot of the scenes.
A lot of people like me know Stan Lee from growing up and think an incredible influence on pop culture. I'm thinking about let me see. You got the Avengers, Captain America, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Thor, Submariner.
I like Thor. I actually remember Thor when I was growing up.
Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos, who later became Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He was so popular, we had to bring him into the present, but you forgot the Hulk. Shame on you.
The Hulk.
Hey, can I ask you?
Doctor Strange, I think you forgot him.
Yes.
What was your inspiration for Thor?
And what we wanted, I had already done Galactus, who was a demigod,
right,
in the Fantastic Four book. And Jack and I were sitting around and saying, we've got to get somebody who's even stronger than that. Well, who could be stronger than a demigod? And we figured a god. And I thought everybody knew pretty much a lot about the Greek and the Roman gods. Not right. as much was known about the Norse gods. So I said, we'll make him a Norse god. And I liked Thor, because it sounds like he's lisps or he's tongue-tied or something.
I love this.
Anyway, Jack drew a great character with long blonde hair, and in those days, nobody ever wore their hair that, no men wore their hair that long.
I think so.
And I said, gee, people are going to, you know, question his sexual orientation. But we made him very strong and tough, so that was okay.
Okay, that's a great answer. Great answer.
All I can tell you again is that, you know, it is a really a pleasure to actually be able to speak to you. I love bringing in my Marvel Comics stuff.
You get very excited when we have Stan Lee on the show.
Bless your heart. Well, you're one of the best people to talk to. I love it every time you call me.
You know, I mean, I really read Stan's soapbox when I was a kid. I mean, he would write a page in the comic, and he would speak directly to kids, and he wouldn't speak to us like we were kids. He wrote to us like we were adults.
Very cool.
I appreciate
it. Well, I wasn't much older than a kid myself in those days.
Well, everybody, please check out Stan's show on the Sci-Fi Channel. Season premiere July 26th. Yeah. Thank you, Stan Lee.
Thanks, Stan.
Great talking to you guys. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
He is always a very, very happy guy.
Smart plug.
That is just boner city for me. Yeah. I swear to God
you
it is.
You do get excited. And I had no idea. I knew you liked to hold on to things, but you really have collected and held on to that for a long time.
Sure. Sure. Like I said that with a
like
lot.
I'm the dumbass.
Yeah.
What do you think? That's interesting the way he says, sure, of course. Why wouldn't you?
You tool.
It's currency.
Come on, man.
You know?
It's my Mary Marvel Society pin.
If you ever go to prison, you don't put diamonds up there. You know, you put the little Marvel's, you know, whatever membership card it was. That's terrific.
It's the Mary Marvel Marching Society.
Did you, can I ask you a question, though, seriously, right at the end there, just to throw away? I know you were throwing it away. You said he wrote a column to kids where he talked to you like adults, and I would imagine.
No, it was in the comic book.
But it was like his little column that he had?
It was called Stan's Soapbox.
And he would write a column kind of like you were an adult?
He would write to kids, and, kids read comic books.
Right.
So he would write to everybody, but in the middle of all of the stuff we would write, like about what's going on with the comic books, there would just be little social messages.
Oh, okay.
Just like, you know, almost like a Larry's Thoughts thing.
But I'm wondering if kids that were never spoken to like that by adults maybe had a little opportunity to read that and feel like a grown-up.
Yeah, I know that I did.
Okay.
When I
That's
got,
what I was curious about.
Like,
that.
For instance, if you go through, you'll see some of them have, like, you know, Spider-Man 39, Spider-Man Battles Doc Ock, .. Captain America 42, maybe the best ever, .. What are we doing in Vietnam, ..
Oh, okay. Very
good.
So cool.
What I'm saying? It
Very
was like
interesting.
Either there would be something funny or something thought-provoking,
right.
And you would think, I'm 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I would read that and not even understand it.
How old were you when you got that membership?
I was 8. That was in 1966.
Cool. My God.
Now, you were published also in Cape and Cal Comments, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Do you get anything for that? Did they
World's
send you
Finest.
Anything?
No. That's why I always liked Marvel.
Yeah. Cheap over there, right? Right?
And I think the deal at first was if you simply wrote Marvel Comics something that they thought was funny, they would send you a no prize.
A no prize. I like no prize, but I think it would have been better if they'd used different grammar, like snot a prize.
And then you had to write with one of those stupid bloopers, like he said.
Then you open up the envelope.
And I know there's boogers inside.
Thank you.
But, you know,
you were going a mile a minute there. I was just trying.
I know. You're doing booger jokes. I'm with you.
I know.
Listen, this is all yesterday. This is the rearview mirror. You know what's hot today?
Why?
You know what the kids are crazy for today?
Oh, the kids have a new thing.
That crazy Harry Potter, that dead boy wizard.
That is just that is hot as balls.
You know the little boy that dies at the end of the new book?
Uh-huh.
Oh, have I given something away?
Oh, you blasphemer!
Well,
blasphemer.
We've got someone back there.
He's nude.
He's producing the show this week.
Yes.
His name is John, and he's a giant Harry Potter fan.
Is he going to be excited? He's going to be more excited about the next segment than you were about Stan Lee.
Hey, John.
Hi.
John, now, have you been able to keep...
Thanks, Mike. I haven't heard one of those in a while.
Have you been able to keep it in your pants and not go on the internet and look at the ending of the new book?
I have.
Have or have not?
I have not looked on the internet to find out the ending.
That's very good.
Are you going to ruin it for me?
What if I was to tell you that I, in fact, have the last page of what I believe is the official spoiler.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
You're probably going to, no matter what I say.
John, I mean, just to you.
I've heard some of the rumors.
Not on the radio, just to you.
Oh.
How would you feel?
I would ask you not to.
Well, I would be right back then.
Myself.
Well, you know what? When we come back, yeah. Screw that. I'm never going to read you anything from that.
Okay.
Harry might read it.
We got something else for you.
All right. Harry might read the last page.
That's right.
It involves, listen, I'm not going to say what it involves, but it involves spraying.
Oh, no.
Really?
That's my tease.
They have there's an ant problem at Hogsworth.
Right. Anyway. Harry Potter and the Secret of Peter North.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Woo! So I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Yeah, then Peter North said,
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
It all ties in.
It all ties together. So, John, stand by. And, Rob, good news for you. I don't think you have to buy any lube today.
I never do.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer.
I do not dare deny the basic reasons I.
Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!